And that the dead will be seeing that we're wearing tzitzis. The dead have no idea what's going on. The dead have no idea what's going on. It's a mefurish pasuk in Kehelet. The dead don't know what's going on. So he responded and he said, I'm afraid to say that you totally misunderstood the pasuk. You misunderstood the pasuk. It's true. There's a pasuk in Kehelet that says the dead don't know what's going on, but you clearly did not understand what that pasuk means. Why? So he gave him a very sharp rebuke and he said, Im koriso, even if you read that pasuk, but clearly lo shoniso, you clearly did not read it a second time. Or im shoniso lo shilashto, or even if you did read it twice, but you clearly did not read it three times. Im sholashto, or if you did read it three times, then lo pirshu lecho, then clearly they did not explain to you what that pasuk means. In other words, you've quoted or misquoted a pasuk that says in Kehelet, the dead don't know anything. So you understood that to mean literally those buried in the Beis HaKvaras have no idea what's going on. That's not what it means. Why? Because in that very same pasuk it says, Ki hachayim yoidim sheyamusu. The live know that they will die. If you look in that pasuk, in Kehelet in its entirety, it says as follows: Ki hachayim yoidim sheyamusu. The live know that they will die, and then it continues. And the dead, the meisim, don't know anything. Now, who are we referring to when we talk about the live and the dead? So the first Amora took it literally, and he understood it to mean that literally dead people are totally unaware of what's going on. To which he was being responded to, that's not what it means. It's figurative, it's not literal. Who are the live people in this pasuk and who are the dead people? Says the Gemara. What does it mean? Ki achayim yoidim shiyamusu, that the live know they're going to die. Do you know who that is? Elu tzadikim. These are the righteous ones. Shebemisasam nikru chayim. That even in their death, they are called live. And by the way, as we'll soon see shortly, the opposite is also true. That when it comes to Rishoim, even in their lifetimes, they are called dead. And that's really what he was telling him. He was saying that when you have a pasuk that says that the meisim, the dead, don't know what's going on, it doesn't mean literally dead. It means Rasha'im, who are always referred to as dead, have no idea what's going on. They're unaware. But it doesn't mean dead bodies. And that's what he meant, that you misunderstood the pasuk. Dead people in a Beis HaKvaras might well know exactly what's going on. And that's why I told you, he said, to remove your tzitzit, because otherwise the loyeg l'rosh. You turned round and you said, but we have a pasuk that says that dead people don't know what's going on. That's not talking about literally dead people. It's talking about rishayim, wicked people who are referred to as dead. They don't know what's going on, meaning they're unaware of what they're supposed to be doing. So both sides of the coin are true. Tzadikim, even after having passed on, are called chayim, and Rishoim, even whilst they're alive, are actually called dead. And the Gemara now proves this with a pasuk, because it says, Elush Tzadikim. This is a reference to the righteous people. Shebemisason Nikru Chaim. Even after they die, they are still considered and still referred to as live. Look at Rashi. Loi shonisa, you clearly did not repeat the pasuk. Loi chazar to Allah, you did not do chazara pam shenis a second time. in order to understand it. You're quoting for me a pasuk that says dead people don't know what's going on. You clearly did not study this pasuk well enough to know the real meaning of the pasuk. Says Rashi, Elu tzadikim umay yoidim. What does it mean that they know she'omusa, they're going to die? What does it mean that live tzadikim, the live, know that they're going to die? What does it mean they know? Everybody knows they're going to die. What does it mean they know they're going to die? Who doesn't know that? Says Rashi, noisnim elibom. It means they place it on their heart. Yoim hamisa. It doesn't just mean that they know it. Every single person knows that they're going to die. Rather, it means they literally take it to heart. Umoishchim yedeim, and they pull their hands min ha'avera. So when we talk about the pasuk in Kehelet that says that the live know that they're going to die, it means that tzaddikim are always aware of the day of death. Now, I know this is a rather morbid subject to be speaking about, but I've heard on many occasions that Gedolei Yisrael, especially Gedolim, Rav Shach, Rav Shteiman, just in recent times, were very, very conscious and very open and very aware and spoke about a lot the Yom HaMisa. It's a subject that we don't like talking about. We don't even mention the word. But Gedolei Yisrael were forever conscious, cognizant of the Yom HaMisa. They used to speak about it in a very open way. Why? As Rashi just said, because that way you ensure you're not over Aveira. When you realize that you're not here forever, even though everybody knows it, but we're not conscious of it. But tzaddikim were. It's actually told, there was a very famous big Baal Tzedakah, everybody knows, in England, Sir Moses Montefiore. And it's told that he, in one of his luxury houses or palaces, he had a room in which he had built a coffin, the coffin that one day he knew he himself would be buried in, and was. Not only that, in the coffin he had tachrichim, shrouds. And it is said that every single night, this sounds very spooky, but every night he used to dress himself in the shrouds and he used to lie in the coffin. That way, making the Yom HaMisa very, very, very real. Unfortunately, just yesterday I had to be at a Levi in Yerushalayim. I was there with my wife, and my wife said to me, can you imagine the person who conducts these Levi's, the chizuk, the hisoiris that he gets on a daily basis, unfortunately or fortunately? But ultimately, this is a subject that, even though we don't like to talk about, but here it is, Mefurash Gemara, Mefurash Rashi, that tzaddikim noisnim elibom. They put it to heart. They make it very, very real. I've heard that Rav Shteiman used to speak about this on a regular basis, on a regular basis. But soon I'm going to die, and what's going to happen? I'm going to die. He needs to speak about it a lot. Says Rashi in conclusion that the other way around is also true. Urashoim Einom Yoidim Mu'uma, the wicked don't know anything. What does that mean? She'oisim Atzmom Ka'einom Yoidim. They make out as if they don't know. Doesn't mean that they don't know. Everybody knows they're going to die. Even the biggest Rosh in the world knows he's going to die. He conducts himself as if he doesn't know, V'choitim, and they sin. This, by the way, very much reminds us, I think, of the pasuk in the beginning of Parsha Shemois, where it says there was a paroi asher loy yoda es Yosef, who did not know Yosef. And Rashi, quoting Chazal there, says, what does it mean he didn't know Yosef? Who didn't know Yosef? Yosef saved all of Mitzrayim. And Rashi says there, he made as if he didn't know Yosef. Lo yoda means he made as if he didn't know. That's exactly what Rashi is saying over here as well. Roshaim einam yodim u'uma, sha'oisim atzmam keinam yodim. It is as if they do not know, v'chaitim, and they sin. Now, we're going to demonstrate this in a bit of a complicated piece of Gemara, but let's not lose the trail of the overall story. Again, the two Amoraim went to the Beis HaKvaros. One of them has his tzitzis hanging down. The other one says to him, why have you got your tzitzis hanging down? Surely this is Loyeg Larosh, and the Kvarim, what are they going to be saying? The dead people are going to say, why are you mocking us? You yourselves will be here tomorrow. What did he respond? He said, what do you mean the dead will say that? They don't know who we are. They don't know anything. Because it says in the Pasuk, V'rashoyim einam yoydim u'umah. To which he's answering, no, that's not what the Pasuk means. When it says that the Mesim einam yoydim u'umah, the Mesim don't know, it doesn't mean that dead people don't know what's going on. It means those who act as if they are dead, meaning Rashoim, who are dead, they're considered always dead, they're not achieving anything, they make out as if they don't know anything about death, and that's why they sin. But do dead people know what's going on? Yes, they do. And that's why you have to take off your tzitzis. Now the Gemara is going to demonstrate, going to prove from a pasuk, that even those who are physically dead, and if they're a tzaddik, they're referred to as chayim. Says the Gemara, Shenema, on the second bottom line, it says, Uben Yahu, Ben Yehoyada, Ben Ishchai, the son of a live man. Rav Pa'olim Mekabtzeel, Hu Hiko Es Shnei Ariel Moyov. He smote, we'll see what this means, Vuhu Yorad, Vehiko Eso Ari, Betoicha Boer, Beyoim HaSholeg. And he smote the lion inside the boer in the snow. All this is very cryptic, we'll see what this means in a moment, but important to point out, that he is referred to as Ben Ishchai, the son of a live man. Rashi says, we'll soon see, what is the Ariel? Ari means a lion. A lion is a reference to the Beis HaMikdash, as we'll soon see. Let's turn over the page of the Gemara. Ben Ishchai. The Gemara says he's called the son of a live man. Now, what does that mean? Kulei Alma, the Gemara asks in question form, does that mean everybody else was Bnei Meisi Ninu? Well, they were a son, he was a son of a live man, and everybody else was a son of a dead man? What does that mean? Elo Ben Ishchai. What it means, the son of a live man, it means his father, even though he was actually physically dead, but he's considered alive. Sha'afilu b'misosai karu chai. Even in his death, he is considered alive. That's what it means. Ben Ishchai, the son of a live person, meaning his father, even though he had died, but he was considered as if he was alive. As if he was alive. Now the Gemara briefly looks at the rest of that pasuk. What does it mean? Rav Pa'olim Mekab Tse'el Sheribo V'Kibet Pe'alim L'Toiro. He brought about many to work in the area of Torah. V'Uhiko Eshnei Ariel Moyov Shelo Yiniach K'moysoi Loi B'Mikdash Rishon V'Loi B'Mikdash Sheni. This Ben Yehoyada was so great that he left nobody greater than him in the times of the Beis HaMikdash Rishon, the Beis HaMikdash Sheni, V'hu Yorad V'Hiko Esuari B'Teich HaBor B'Yem HaSholeg. What does it mean? He entered the Boer in the snow. Ikeda Omri, some say it means the Tovar Gezizi. He broke the ice. The Barada, the Nochas V'Toval. And he went into the water and he dipped, he toveled, he bathed himself. That was his greatness. Ikeda Omri, that no, the Tana Sifra de Beirav, he learned the Sifra in the yeshiva of Rav, B'yoyma de Sisva, in the days of the cold. That's the reference to Shenex. Either way, this is a bit tangential, but the reason why the Gemara has mentioned this pasuk is because Ben Ishchai, we refer to him as the son of the live man, even though actually his father had long died, but he's nonetheless called alive by virtue of the fact that he lives on even in death. So again, one more recap. The two Amoraim enter the Beis HaKavaras. One of them has his tzitzis hanging down. The other one says, take them away because the dead people can see exactly what you're doing and they consider as if you are mocking them. Doesn't it say that dead people don't know? He says, no. That means people who act as if they are dead. But dead people know exactly what's going on, and that's why you have to lift up your tzitzis. So that's what it means. A live person can even be actually a reference to somebody who's dead, but nonetheless, he lives on. That's one side of the equation. And what's the other side of the equation? Says the Gemara, V'hameisim einom yoidim mu'umo, quote unquote. What does it mean that the dead don't know anything? Elu reshoim shebechayehem kruyim meisim. This is the other side of the coin, where the dead people, even whilst alive, are still considered dead. The tzaddikim are considered live even in death, and the rishoyim are considered dead even in life. Shenema, as it says, va'ato chaleil rosha nosi Yisrael, or another pasuk, v'ibois eimu mehocha, it says, al pi shnayim edim, al pi shloshim edim, yumas hameis. What does that mean? You must hameis. You will kill the dead. You can't kill somebody who's dead. He's already dead. Chayhu. Really, he's alive. Elo hameis meikara. It is as if he was originally dead. Why? Because he's a Rasha. And if he's a Rasha, then he's considered dead, even though technically he is, of course, alive. Says Rashi, the top line, Geziza de Barada, which means pieces of ice, Chatichos shel Borod, large chunks of ice, Shekurin glantz, Belaz, Vahainu B'yei Masholeg. That's what the Pasuk means, B'yei Masholeg. V'nochas v'toval, he went into Toivah, L'keriyav, if he ever became Tomei as a Keri, K'dei la'asoik b'toira, in order to be Oisik b'toira. T'tona Sifra de Beirav, Teiras Koinim, Chaleil Rosha al Tzidkiyohu Oimeh. If he was alive, why is it occurring cholol? Cholol means a corpse. So here you have it. Somebody who's alive can actually be referred to as dead, which means you can actually walk into the street tragically and see people who are dead walking around. How can you see the dead walking around? Because if you see somebody who's a Rasha, then even whilst he is technically alive, but he's considered dead. Okay, have a look at the Gemara. We're about to begin. This is all Agadata, so we'll try and learn it quickly.
Rob, this is... can we conclude from this that we understand that the dead do know what's going on?
Yes, and that's why...
All the dead, or does it depend? In other words, what we understood was only those who were alive, quote-unquote, while dead, even the righteous people understood, but the dead people, even in their death, don't understand.
Maybe.
I'm not sure it makes a difference. But,
yeah. Right, but either way, that's why we have a number of different halachas of what can and can't be said in a Beis HaKavaras, of what can and can't be done in a Beis HaKavaras. It seems perhaps a bit strange. Who in the world cares what you say, what you do? The dead are dead. They can't see, they can't hear. So we have a Mefurash and Gemara over here that it says it's not true. They can see and they can hear. And that's why if you wear tzitzis, if ever you have to go to a Beis HaKavaras, that's we know, that's the halacha. You're supposed to tuck your tzitzis into your jacket or your pocket so that it shouldn't be considered mocking the dead. Okay, let's at least make a start to this next story. Very, very, very strange story. Bit of an eerie story. I don't know if you had a chance to prepare it. Says the Gemara on the first white line, B'nei Reb Chiya, the sons of Reb Chiya, Nofik, they went out, L'Karaisa. What does it mean, L'Karaisa? Rashi says at the end of the second white line, L'Hisasek Ba'avoidas Achuzosom, to be involved in the work of their inheritance. So they had some land, they went out to work it. Ayakir Nohu Talmudayu. And they began to forget their learning. Says Rashi, Ayakir Talmudayu Ishtakech Talmudom Migir Sosom. They began to forget their learning. Ayakir literally means Huchbad Alehem. It became heavy on them, Machmas Shikha. So either way, they went out, the two sons of Reb Chiya, and they noticed that they began forgetting their learning. Says the Gemara, have a kometzari la'adkuri. They distressed, they put themselves in a lot of effort and pain to try and recall their learning, but to no avail. And they began forgetting their learning. Omalei chad lechavrei. So one says to the other, Yoda, Ovun, Bahai Tzara, does our father, remember they were the two sons of Reb Chiya, does our father Reb Chiya know of our pain? Maybe he can help us, he can intercede. Look how much distress we are enduring over the fact that we cannot remember our learning. Do you think our father is aware of our pain? Amalei idach. So the other one said to him, what do you mean? Mino yoda, how on earth should he know of our pain? V'hoksib, because surely it is written, the pasuk in Iyov, yechabdu bono v'lo yoda. The children might well honor him, but he doesn't know. In other words, Reb Chiya passed away. So he doesn't know. Lo yoda, we have a pasuk, v'lo yoda. Amalei, so he responded, Idach, the other one, v'lo yoda? Really, you think our father doesn't know? V'hoksib, because I have another pasuk, also in Iyov, which says, ach besoroi olav yichav, v'nafshoi olav te'ovel. What does that mean? V'omar Rabbi Yitzchok, kosha rima lemeis. Rima is worms. The worms are more difficult for the dead body. K'machat b'bosar hachai. More painful to the dead are the worms than a needle pricking the flesh of a live person. So Rabbi Yosef, in Rabbi Art Scroll, how do they translate this? How do they explain this? You have to unmute.
Take off your mute.
Yeah. The suffering of their own bodies, kosher riman.
The suffering of their own body is more painful to them than somebody who would be alive and be pricked by a needle. Okay, so what was he trying to say with that?
It quotes the Rashba. A dead body doesn't actually feel pain, rather the departed soul is discomforted by the knowledge of the body's
suffering.
Sorry, mortification.
And therefore, he was trying to say that our father Reb Chiya is sensitive, is aware. Just like a dead body, as it were, knows what's going on with the worms attacking it. So he also knows of our pain. So therefore, the sons of Reb Chiya were saying, listen, we're in tremendous pain because we've forgotten our learning and our father must be aware of it. Says the Gemara, Omri, Betzara didhu yodi. It's true that dead people may be aware of their own pain. What does it mean of their own pain? Of the fact that they're being attacked by worms. But Betzara dachrina lo yodi. But with regard to the pain of others, they do not know. So here we have a discussion amongst the two sons of Reb Chiya. Does our father, is he aware of our pain or not? On the one hand, we have a pasuk that says, Memra, that dead people are aware of their own suffering. But does that mean they're only aware of their own suffering as opposed to the suffering of others? That was the discussion between the two sons of Reb Chiya. So, Emet Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick it up again. Very, very, very spooky, strange story. But Emet Hashem, we'll try and continue and move down the Amud tomorrow, Emet Hashem.
Should we go further or go back to the Tosfos that we skipped?
I'm not sure if we'll see that Tosfos. At the moment, for the moment, leave the Tosfos.
Don't do it. Okay.
Okay. Be well, everybody. Have a good day.
Yeah.